next school year. Designed for kids in kindergarten through fifth grade, Rec Extra keeps students active, learning, and engaged in a positive, supportive environment right at their school. Parents love the convenience, kids love the fun, and everyone loves the peace of mind. Rec Extra meets on full school days at all six elementary schools. Register now and help your child stay curious, confident, and active for life with the Emporia Recreation Center. Learn more at EmporiaRec.org.
KBOE Live and Local Tuesday Morning is here. Glad you are too. It's 834, 50 degrees on our way to 55 today, and we have found, we have located Rebecca Herrera. Let's go ahead and preview the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce 47th Annual Christmas Parade, a country Christmas coming up 1 week from tonight. Rebecca, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing all right. You're ready for next Tuesday?
We are getting ready, yes.
Outstanding. What is it about the event for you here, before we start talking about specifics, that strikes you most about the parade, having been with the Chamber here for a couple of years now?
I just love how it brings everyone together, how we just get so many families and so many people just come and, you know, enjoy an hour and a half, 2 hours of just lots of lights and sparkles and, you know, family time. It's wonderful just to see the kids smile and just to see the community come together as a whole.
Well, it really does. The community does come together. This is one of the big events the community offers every year. It is packed in downtown Emporia, so hopefully we'll have really nice weather Tuesday night. But weather really does not deter from people coming down on Commercial Street to enjoy a great parade. And when will things all get started next Tuesday, Rebecca?
So things will get started at 6:30. We're going to have the lighting ceremony, and at 7 o'clock the parade begins.
Okay. Parade as usual, launching from 4th and Commercial and then heading up north to 12th, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. For folks that are going to be starting to mill around Commercial Street in that 6 to 6:30, 7 o'clock time period, what's the flow of activities that's going to be taking place?
One more time. I'm sorry. You cut off a little bit.
No, that's fine. The 6 to 7 time period here, Rebecca, let's talk a little bit about some of the different activities that are going to be there.
Oh, yes. So we're going to have the lighting ceremony. We're going to have the tree light up. We're also going to have the judges that are going to be judging the floats as well at that time. We're going to have the choral sing a couple songs before we get started as well.
Do you have on the parade itself here, Rebecca, at least an early count of how many entries that you currently have, and can folks still get in?
Right now, we have 87 locked in, and we are finishing up the count. So, I think we're done.
So, I guess would be the answer to that question. No, too late to get in at that.
That's
point.
Right.
88 entries. That's a big
that's
parade.
A big
it
list.
Generally is. We normally.
Oh yes.
Have,
yeah, we're really excited for it, and it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a country Christmas for sure.
And tell us about the parade marshals this year.
So our parade marshals are Lisa and Brian Keith. And we're very, very honored and excited to have them be our parade marshals this year. I think it's going to be wonderful. Lisa was part of the community for a long time, and so is Brian, and I think it's going to be wonderful.
Rebecca, what takes place from the Chamber's perspective between now and this upcoming, you know, basically next Tuesday, the 2nd, to get ready specifically for the parade and all the different related activities?
Oh, man, so much. There's so much that goes behind the scenes. A lot of Tetrix, I would say, just making sure that all the floats, we get them lined up correctly and we have enough space to get them on Commercial Street. So right now it's just a matter of making sure we are going through all the logistics and making sure that the night goes as easy flow.
Okay. Well, Rebecca, really appreciate your time. Looking forward to all the different activities coming up next Tuesday downtown, and just another level of getting us ready for the actual Christmas holiday in a month, believe it or not. So, Rebecca, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys have a wonderful day. Happy holidays.
All right. Right back at you. Rebecca Herrera, Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. Christmas Parade 47, number 47, coming up a week from tonight in beautiful downtown Emporia. It is 8:39. Good morning.
Here's the simple math. 35 pounds of synthetic N&P cost about $50 an acre. Sound Agriculture's efficient acre? Half that. Same yield potential.